This is Bird Note. Motherhood. In the avian world, it's a mixed bag. Peregrine falcon mothers share duties fairly equally with peregrine dads. Both incubate the eggs, although mom usually spends more time at the task. For the first 3 weeks after the eggs hatch, she alone broods the young, and the male hunts to feed the entire family. When the young fledge, both parents feed them, and at the same time, teach the young birds to hunt for themselves. At the other end of the spectrum is the female hummingbird. She usually carries the entire burden of nesting, incubating, and tending the young, a true single mom. The male stays around, but only to protect his territory. He's mostly a pest. And then there's the female western sandpiper. She finishes a nest the male has started, and they share incubation duties. But mother sandpiper usually leaves the family just a few days after the eggs have hatched. The male tends the young until they're able to fly. It makes sense. The female needs to replenish herself. The eggs she laid almost equaled her body weight. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hi, my name is Xander. And happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you, Mom.
And I want to do this to all the good mamas that we have out there. Thank you. That was Mama. Not really. Back through the years I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. And I recall a box of rags someone gave us. And how my mama put the rags to use. Now there were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. And I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. While Mama sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, "Now I hope this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. And although we had no money, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, well, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. And my coat of many colors that Mom had made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand that, 'cause I felt I was rich. And I told him of the love that Mama sewed in every stitch. I even told him all that story that Mama told me while she sewed, and why my coat of many colors was worth more than all of their clothes. They didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see. One is only poor, only if they choose to be. It's true, we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors Mama made for me, 'cause she made it just for me.
this is just a thank you to my mom, my grandma, my nana, and all the first responders, the nurses, the doctors, and really just all moms everywhere. I thank my mom specifically, her name is Laura Jones, for just taking care of me when I'm sick and for loving and supporting me in all that I do, as all moms do. And to all the doctors, the first responders, nurses, everyone in that field that are moms, we really truly appreciate you. We thank you for taking care of our family, and we recognize you in all that you do, and you are being appreciated.
You're the best mom ever, Mama, and I love you so, so much.
My name is Julia Wolf. I want to thank my mom for always being there to support me. I love you so much, Mom. I also want to thank all of the caring moms around the world. You rock.
Happy Mother's Day, love, Sebastian.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Amanda Storing. I love you, Mom.
Who's there to keep us clean? To ask us how our day has been? To wash our face, do up our lace, protect us if someone is being mean? Well, it's our mom. Who's there to tuck us in? Remind us to use the rubbish bin, to cook our tea, to kiss our knee when it got scraped while climbing up a tree. Well, it's our mum. Who's there to catch us when we fall? Who's there to watch us do a handstand against the wall? Who's there to wipe away our tears or to sew back on our teddy bear's ears? Well, it's our mum. Who's there to tickle our toes, to wipe our very snotty nose, to make our bed, to keep us fed, to change us when we've chosen our own clothes? Well, it's our mum. Who's there to hurry us when we are late for the school bus, to teach us things, to make us wings and capes and other dress-up kind of things? Well, it's our mum. Who's there to catch us when we fall? Who's there to watch us do a handstand against the wall? Who's there to wipe away our tears or to sew back on our teddy bear's ears? Well, it's our mum. Who's there to remind us to brush our teeth or flush the loo, to eat our tea, to do a wee, to finish our homework when it's nearly due? Well, it's our mum. Who's there to catch us when we fall? Who's there to watch us do a handstand against the wall? Who's there to wipe away our tears or to sew back? It's our mum. We love you, Mum, 'cause you're our mum. Thank you, Mum.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommies.
Love, Soleil,
Elise,
Jocko,
Francis,
Badger,
Sparrow.
We love you.
Someone hardly sleeps, has eyes and ears. with school, drives the carpool, says you're growing up too soon. You get a cut, it hurts a lot, but she knows just what to do. Wash and rinse, then with her kiss, it's as good as new.
This is Isaac Lacerda.
And this is Eli Lacerda.
This is a message for our mom, Nikki Lacerda, who we love to the moon and back. Dear Mom, we are so thankful to have you in our lives, and even if we don't show it all of the time, we think you are the best mother a kid could have. You have done so many things for us in our lives, and we hope to do the same to you someday. We love you, and Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I think of home and there I run, and you know how come I love my mom. She can be crabby, she can be a grouch, and when she's mad at me, my feelings go ouch. And sometimes I do stuff that's wrong, but she's not mad for very long. I like her a lot. I love my mom. I checked with the chickens. Hey, what's up? They said to me, cluck, cluck, which means I love. I love my mom. I said to Fred, my pet a pup, say, hey Fred, who do you love? He said, I love my mom. She gets up early and she lets me sleep. She's always worried about what I eat. When I'm sick, she takes
I love my mom.
That was Dennis Carraher's I Miss the Mud release, and Jeannie B and the Jelly Beans had Nobody Loves You Like Your Mom. Before that, Kath B brought us a song from Mums. Burning Sky was our instrumental guitar playing Mother's Day. And way back when, Dolly Parton from Live and Well gave us Coat of Many Colors. Many thanks to all the kids who left their messages for Mom at childrenshour.org. This episode is called For Mom. Find its playlist there. And happy Mother's Day to all. We're going to go out with the Renaissance Men. Catch us next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Quietly, patiently, knotting my laces when I was three. Teaching the tricks of life, how to ride a bike, how to choose a wife. La-da-dee-da-da-dee-da, ba-da-dee-da-da-dee-da, da-dee-da-da-da-ba-ba, ba-da-dee-da-da-dee-da-da. The hottest day, her garden play, things come to life when she turns the way.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Find our full playlist at childrenshour.org. This episode is called For Mom.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
To all the mothers listening, everyone on the Children's Hour wishes you a very happy Mother's Day.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.